Texans pick up win 4 of the season on Sunday at Reliance Stadium. In the day after, head coach Gary Kubiak comes to the podium and starts by talking about some injuries to his ball club.
Caldwell has an ankle sprain, John. He went back on the field in the second half. He could have went in had we gotten in trouble. I think he's going to be day-to-day, and, you know, we do have an extra day of rest for him this week, so I have to let you guys know it's come Thursday. Demps had surgery today, broke his forearm, so he's had 2 surgeries in a row back-to-back. We do expect him to come back. We don't quite know how long that'll be, but he is going to miss some time. And that's where we're at with him today. Keogh banged his shoulder a little bit. He's fine. He's back at work today. Who else? Am I missing somebody? Oh, Ben. Ben's got a toe bothering him. He missed practice today, missed our walkthrough. We're getting some x-rays on that, and we'll find out where we're at on Thursday. It's the opposite. Broke his forearm on the opposite. He's got a couple of casts, one on each side. So,
what are you? Not really sure how long
he, yeah, I know he's going to miss some time. You know, Nick, it's not a season-ending situation. You know, I'll know more when he does come out of the surgery and everything's done. So he's not totally finished yet.
He plays a lot, makes a lot of big plays. How do you replace him?
I don't know. It's something we got to sit down and talk about, John. You know, Keo obviously moves up. We got Eddie on our practice squad. You know, we take a look at what's out there, what's from that standpoint. So the good news is we got a couple of days to deal with that, and it'll probably be dealt with tomorrow at some point.
You talked about you were not happy with the run, and then you guys did give up a lot of yardage. Some was in the second half, but he still had 58 in the first half and averaged 5.8 yards a carry. Are you worried about either one going to the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, it always concerns you. First off, you know you're going to play a big physical team. I haven't really got started on them yet, John, because we're still finishing up today. But, you know, the first place I'm looking, to be honest with you, looking at myself, you know, talking to John and Rico and what we're doing and the position that, you know, we're putting them in, I'm putting them in when I call a play. So, you know, that's the first place I want to start. I want to make sure I'm giving Arian and Ben the best possible opportunities in the offensive line. So that's going to be my approach today, since I do have an extra day on my hands to make sure and take a look at that. And, you know, you always want to look at that film and feel like you're putting your players in a good position so they can be successful. So I'm going to start with me.
Was the lack of getting downhill, was that the blocking or?
I think, you know, John, I could sit here and give you a lot of things that I initially saw, you know, but it's going to go back to everybody's involved. And, you know, there was some good, like you said, in the first half, the yards per carry was good. You know, at the end of the day, the thing that's bothered me the most, John, is I think we had in the first half, we scored on 2 of 4 possessions, if I'm right. Maybe there was a fifth. And we missed 3rd and 1, and we missed 3rd and 2, you know, running the ball. And we have to convert a fourth and inches to stay on the field and score the touchdown. So, you know, we've been pretty darn good converting in 3rd and short, running the football as a team. And Arian has been pretty good, and that's not the case right now. So we got to look at ourselves, us as coaches, and what we're doing to make sure we improve.
We asked you this before about Arian on a pace. He's still on that pace for over 400 carries. Would you mind him carrying the ball that much?
You know, I mean, he can handle it. I know that, John. You know, I mean, you never know how the season's going to go and what it's going to take to win each week. I mean, we're giving Arian some breaks during the course of practice during the week, but, I mean, he looks fine to me. He's holding up fine. He's, you know, he hasn't missed any time other than the time we've given him. And, you know, now we're sitting here with this situation with Ben. We'll see if he misses a few days or what happens. But, you know, I'm going to play him according to how he's playing, how he's feeling, how he's doing, but he makes us go, so I'm not too concerned with that at this point.
Especially in light of Caldwell's injury, how would you assess how Ben Jones has been playing? How do you think he played yesterday?
He played like a young guy, played like a first-year guy, Nick. You know, we got basically two rookies on the right side. You know, when you think about Newton, you know, playing for the first time, and there's going to be some growing pains. I would say, first off, Ben played 40-plus plays because of Caldwell's injury, and you know, there's some things he can do better, but doing some real good stuff too. And he's playing a position he never played in college. He was a center. So, you know, there'll be some growing pains there, but I like his effort. I like his preparation. Newton was better than he was last week. We took about 20 snaps off of Newton with Ryan, and I think it helped. You know, I think it really did help Newton play more consistent throughout the course of the game. And also Ryan did some good stuff. So, you know, we'll continue there. We understand what we're working with, and we got to be patient but hard on them and expect them to play well.
the Titans scored twice on special teams against Detroit, and they've been really good in returns. And their average field position yesterday, starting field position, was the 19-yard line. How important was that?
Yeah, that was the key of the game, in my opinion. They had 13 possessions. Eight of them started inside their 20, if I'm right. So, you know, when you play defense the way we're playing defense and you make a team go 80 yards consistently, I think we're going to like the results at the end of the day. So I thought it was our best outing from a special team standpoint with the whole group and how we played. Trenton is very close a couple times, you know, so, and our punter's been punting well. So hopefully we took a step forward. We had some guys really play well. Brayman was our special teams player of the game.
Coach, how pleased are you with Kareem Jackson with his progress over the past 2 years?
Well, I guess the thing for me, it's fun to see a guy mature. What Kareem's been through, his growth as a pro, you know, where he's at today, you know, it's been special to watch. You know, he's come a long way. VJ's done a great job with him. I think he's really benefited from J.J. being here, and he's grown up a lot. And I said this to y'all last week, not only as a player, but as a kid too, he's really come a long way. So we're excited with the direction he's heading.
Coach, what's it been like these first 4 weeks? I mean, keeping this team on a level, you know, level-headed, while you're also got these new expectations being 4-0, and now you go to the Jets on Monday night.
Well, I just think they're pretty mature, and I've told y'all that it's a good group of guys. They're really hard on each other. They understand that they're winning football games because they're playing good. You know, they're not out there just winning because they're showing up, and we got good guys at this spot or that spot. They're playing well together. They're feeding off each other. They're playing very hard. You know, the best thing we've done as a team is we've protected the ball and taken it away, and those two things together win games in this league. So I think at the end of – what, a month, we have 2 turnovers and 2 sacks. You know, that's as good as I've been around on the offensive side. And then defensively, we've been getting sacks and taking the ball away. So those things add up to some positive things happening for your team.
Coach, your years in the league, through 4 games, you've seen a defense that's playing at a level this defense has played throughout that time period?
Yeah, they're playing extremely well. I think yesterday we gave up the most yards we've given up all year, but it probably was the best we played, really. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, just you know, statistically, sometimes don't tell the whole story. You know, you score 14 points on defense. You know what we have? 4 sacks total. 3 turnovers, you know, when you're doing that type of stuff, it's just a special. We forced 8 punts. You know, I think we forced quite a few punts as a defensive football team this year. Got to be up there at the top. So they're playing well, and they're doing it because they're playing together and playing very hard.
Coach, what are your first impressions of the Jets and of what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I haven't really gotten started. I know we haven't beaten them. I know that since I've been here. It's going to be physical. That's the first thing. You know, when you play Rex's team, it's going to be very physical on both sides of the ball. And a tough place to play, you know, tough environment on a big stage. So, you know, we need to have a good week. It's kind of good for us. We'll get my guys an extra day of rest here with Wednesday, and then we'll start our routine on Thursday. But, well, we understand the challenge.
Coach, you've been a part of some undefeated teams in the past, or teams that started off undefeated. Is there anything from those groups that maybe you translate to this group as you try and get them ready for dealing with the pressure of not having a loss?
No, you just keep playing. I mean, you know, I think we understand every week's a new week. You know, we talked yesterday after the game. We had a good month, a good September. It's a new day. Today's October 1st, isn't it? So it's a new month. We get 3 opportunities this month, I think, because our bye week comes at the end. So, you know, we're just focused on each opportunity we have to win. And, you know, the next one's in New York, so we'll have to go on the road and play very well.
Matt's third in the NFL in passer rating right now, and he's completing about 67% of his passes. What's been the key to how well he's played so far?
Nick, he's playing very good. He's totally on top of what we're doing. He's getting rid of the ball tremendous. You know, like I said, we have 2 sacks, and you got to give him a ton of credit for that. He's getting rid of the ball. You know, if we get caught in bad situation protection-wise, he's handling that the no-huddle stuff that we've been doing, you know, very, very well. You know, I just think he's very driven. You know, he missed that time last year. He wants to be a part of this. And, you know, he's finding a way not to take some of the hits he's taken in the past. I think he's learned from some of that. So he's very focused, you know, and off to a good start.
Coach, how do you think Connor Barwin's playing right now?
I think he's playing very well. You know, I don't know that I've ever seen a ball go away from a guy so much. You know, I mean, I know it's difficult because he's used to having those sacks and all those things that the production type things that people see statistically. But I can just tell you, Connor's playing as well as he's ever played, as hard as he's ever played. Things will come his way. You know, they tend to even out. We're proud of how he's playing. I think we're benefiting inside because of how well Connor and Brooks are playing outside.
Gary, Matt has actually statistically played better on the road than at home. How do you explain a quarterback who's averaging almost, I think, 300 yards on the road?
Really? I wouldn't have known that, John. I don't know. He's very focused all the time. You know, like yesterday, you know, if Matt's throwing for 200 yards, we're probably playing pretty good football because that means we're really balanced and we're you know, we're game-wise, we're probably got a lead. We're probably running the ball, very committed to the run. So when I see those stats like he had yesterday, he's 20 of 28 with two touchdowns. And, you know, that's a hell of a performance, you know, but we just come to expect it. But he's very capable in any game. You know, if you want Matt to put it up 50 times and throw for those type of yards, he can do it, home or on the road. He's very focused all the time. I don't know how to explain that, John. I don't know. Maybe just different ball games, different ways they've went.
You've been to six Super Bowls. What's the one thing that's the most important for a team to get to over the course of the season, other than winning?
To be real good at the end, that's the key. So we got about 4 months to work toward that. So need to worry about week five. Don't get so far ahead of yourself, John.
Can you talk about Owen Daniels? Owen Daniels had another big game yesterday. Yeah. Can you talk about the season that he's had so far?
He was our offensive player of the game, Nick. Owen's really playing well. I think, you know, I hate to be redundant, but he's benefited. Brian is doing a really good job with him. He's getting him fresh. We've taken some time off of Owen on the practice field with a couple of things he's been through with his knees, and I think he's benefited from that. I think Garrett's development has given us more confidence to give Owen some breaks. He's you know, had a really good month as a player. GQ is our defensive player of the game. He's had a really good month. So, you know, Owen's off to a good start. All right. Thank you.